What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I sent you the link to the U.S. debtclock.org.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of countries here that are over 100% of GDP.
Yes.
In public debt, I mean. And I'm willing to bet that the people in that country are also in debt that much, privately.
Yes.
We're heading for a collapse here, and there's no way to stop it.
No, there isn't, because the primary problem is under the Federal Reserve System, the private central bank model. There is always more debt than there is money to pay that debt. That's the trap.
Yep. And there's no way around that either. There's nothing they can do.
Well, actually, Congress can revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want to, but the Federal Reserve is always a very generous campaign contributor.
And, not to mention, if that were to happen, the trust in the United States dollar would vanish overnight.
Be a problem. We'd have to start rebuilding our economy. But I think if we went back to the model that this country started with, you know, that money is silver and gold and the paper notes are just claim checks, I think we would see that trust come back, because pretty much everybody around the world knows what a scam private central banking is.
I don't think that would matter at that point, Mike. I think the United States, being the world reserve currency country, your economy would literally disintegrate within weeks.
Yeah, it would, but the dollar is no longer the single global reserve currency. It's now considered one of a basket of currencies. It's not all by itself anymore.
Yeah. One of the things that is glaring that I'm looking at here is China.
Yes.
Their public debt to GDP is 62.4%, but their external debt is only 10%.
Yes.
That is very, very, very important. Russia has a public debt of 18.26%. And an external debt, but you know what's going on with Russia, though. But their external debt is 38.65, and you have to wonder, well, is it really? But one thing that's it'd be nice to see more countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this very similar problem, but one thing is for sure, they're all going up. Every one of these are on their way up.
Yes,
and it's like you said, the reason it is going on the way up is because more and more debt has to be created in order to pay that interest for previous loans. And
exactly.
That's logarithmic. That's not a straight line. That's like a hockey stick.
It's a power function.
Oh,
it's,
yeah. You know, to quote your buddy Sir Al of the Gore, what an idiot that guy is. He invented the internet, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I've got to salute him for that one.
Oh, my God. So anyway, to make a long story even longer, we're heading, and when I say we, I mean Western countries, anyone to the U.S. dollar, we're heading for a collapse.
Yes.
And this setback that's going to happen very shortly.
Well, that's going to be the beginning of the Great Reset everybody's been talking about.
Well, I think they know, but that they can't cover this up again, right?
Yeah.
Like they did in 2009. Because this whole COVID thing, I don't know where the funds went in each individual country that did this, you know, this modern monetary theory thing,
mm-hmm.
which is just going to their central bank and getting a really low interest rate on a loan. But I don't know where they all went, but in Canada, the banks in this country were bailed out again.
Yes.
They were. And I guarantee that Greece probably had to bail out their banks again.
Yeah.
Their debt is huge. Like, it's right
well,
up
you
there
know
with
what a bailout is, right? You
yeah.
know what a bailout is? A bailout is taking $1 trillion from the people and giving it to the banks so the banks can
so
turn
can
around and
back.
Loan it back to the people at interest.
Mm-hmm. It's insanity.
Yeah, yes, it
I
is.
I bet you, Mike, that Greece had to do it for a third time in the last, you know, 13, 14 years. Because they're sitting at over 240% debt to GDP. Just like Japan. Like, Japan's...
Yes,
wow.
Not a good place
like,
to be.
But the people own... Like, their external debt is only 80%, which is still huge, but their public debt is almost 300%, but the people in Japan hold that debt. And when they start dying off, and they're going to, because that country is facing their population, what do they call that? When you get old, when you're getting older, demographic winter.
Yeah.
When their elderly start really, you know, dying off in the next 5 to 6, 7 years, their population is going to dwindle, and that public debt to GDP ratio is going to start skyrocketing even
yes.
higher. It's too bad. But anyway, that's enough about this nonsense. You have a good show, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to go to John in Wisconsin. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I want to mention about the farmers in Holland, that the plants put out a lot of oxygen, probably more than the normal do, because they grow so fast and get big.
Yes.
And they absorb the CO2, and the diesel, they don't use a lot of diesel to farm nowadays. They go in, and they're in and they're out. They don't come back to harvest time a lot of times. And mentioning the Second Amendment here, you know, after the Constitution was written, they went to the people and said, what did we miss? And that's where we got our Second Amendment with gun control and freedom of speech. And, well, yeah, that's about it, I guess, for now.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my phone call. I'm considering digital currency. Apparently, in May of 2023, we're going to make some sort of switch to a digital currency. Now, I don't know exactly how that's going to go down or how they're going to implement it, but I'm just wondering what you think, as opposed to like how they changed over from all the different currencies in the euro and transferred to the euro. What do you think that's going to look like if May of 2023 is, you know, the beginning of it?
Well, I mean, what this basically is taking the last bit of control people have over their own money away. Now, when the country was founded and the money was based on silver and gold, you know, you'd work, you'd get some coinage or some claim checks that you could go to the bank and get the coinage. And once it was in your pocket, it was under your control. There was nothing the government or the banks could do to change its value. Then, of course, we got to the establishment of the Federal Reserve, which basically delinked silver and gold from the paper currency. And they said, see, this paper currency is the money now. And the problem with that is the government could change its value. So could the bank whenever it suited them. And, you know, every time there's a dip in the economy, the money that you already worked for and you already have in your pocket loses value. Well, now what they want to do is take that last bit of control away so that all of the money that you have is under their control in some computer somewhere. And that means that they can say, yes, you can buy this. No, you can't buy that. I mean, you know, you can't have your jelly donut because your blood sugar is too high. And it's quite dystopian, and I'm definitely opposed to it.
So do you think that they'll give us some sort of a credit card, and then will it I mean, I'm thinking it's the beginning of it. I don't think they're going to drop it all on us at once, but they'll give you a credit card of some sort, and then on that will be, like, carbon credits and whatnot. Are they going to drop you? Think it'll drop it all at once?
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. And the problem with that is that the government can arbitrarily say, well, you know, you have to pay this carbon tax, and it comes off your little card immediately, and you don't get to say, hey, I don't agree with this nonsense.
Well, and so, I mean, think of, you've said it before, think of all the different agencies or companies or whatnot, perhaps a strip club, maybe you want to make a drug deal, perhaps you want to buy something from your neighbor and whatnot. They're going to have their hands in all of that. Do you think the digital currency will be a phone-related thing, or will it actually be a card?
I think it's probably going to be some kind of a card, or maybe an app on your smartphone. As far as the drug deals are concerned and the strip clubs and everything, I imagine the drug dealers will just, you know, deal in bullion. And, it's not pleasant to think about.
Well, do you think this, I mean, obviously this is going to, I mean, because it's going to be just, whoa, wait a minute, what are you guys doing to us? So this will increase bartering. So they're running the risk of getting an entire underworld going here when they transfer that over. And I think that's something that we should embrace, because the more we resist
it. I would definitely agree, but believe it or not, barter is taxable under the current law.
Okay. Well, but then there's some things that you could possibly get, and things that you could use to get what you want. I mean, people think gold and silver. No, you know, you buy things like tobacco. Before this happens, you buy tobacco, alcohol, maybe even some illicit drugs, whatever. Things that, because people are going to get nervous and stuff, and they're going to want their crutches. So somebody who has a barn full of crutch-type medicine, if you will, will probably prevail pretty well in the beginning of this or whatnot. I don't think gold and silver is going to make a good underworld, especially if you have a dollar piece that's an ounce of gold or whatever. How do you cut off $28 from that when you're trying to buy
something?
Well,
haven't you been listening to the commercial we have for that precious metals company where it's now coming out in a sheet that's perforated and you can break little tiny pieces of it off?
Oh, my. I tend to miss those commercials. I turn the volume down because I've listened to them. And
well,
the new ones, apparently.
See,
well,
I got to start listening to the commercials.
All right. Hey, thank you, Mike, for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. I take it your lights are working.
Your lights are working?
Or was that South Carolina where the transformers got shot out?
That was in North Carolina. That's a few counties away, so...
Okay.
But I do feel for the folks there that dealt with that, because the investigators came up with some absurd conclusion about how it may have happened. And so, of course, that wasn't the only location they had a situation with the generators being shot out or whatever the case was. But they wanted to make sure they got two terminologies in there to get people flared up. One was gunfire, which had to do with firearms, and the other was a drag show and possibly protesters and so forth. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I could just see it now. But anyway, aside from that, it was absurd. I'm like, okay, people, get it together. I mean, for a place like that, you would think they would have video security so they could actually examine what's going on with the security around the substation or whatever.
That would make sense. On the other hand, if the gun was like a 50 caliber Barrett, you know, that shot is going to be fired from quite a distance away.
Yeah, and so you would think that they would have some kind of video footage of security around such substations or whatever. And that's by some strange reason, someone said, oh, that's too expensive, we can't afford that. Excuse me? Come on. Don't play that the people are stupid, because they're not. They're thinking about more than you are, and they're not cheap, for that matter. They may go for inexpensive things, but because of the way the economy is functioning, but go figure. But it becomes a total news fiasco just to be tantalizing and titillating, so go figure. Originally, what I was calling about was regarding the corona bug and so forth. Yes, I see you, Sandy. Don't worry. What do you know about a Daniel Horowitz?
Doesn't really ring a bell. I mean, I think I've heard the name, but I don't know him.
Okay. Because he does have an ad on RBN regarding holy spiritual substance and all this and the aspect
of... I tend to tune that one out.
Oh, okay. Because when I heard about the aspect about that the corona bug was a obviously manufactured viral bug, but
yes.
Linked with HIV virus as well, which caused the AIDS situation back in the 80s that was mm-hmm. a nightmare and so forth. And so, you know, if that was actually true, that they actually laced the corona bug with HIV that caused AIDS, that would explain two things. One, the fact that it attacked the immune system in the individual that either got the bug or got shot dead with it, as well as the fact that back in the 80s, that what happened then was a test run to see what people's reaction would be like.
Well, I have a slightly different theory about what happened in the 80s, and I view HIV as having been a horrendous accident, because if you look at the AIDS virus, it bears structural similarities to bovine leukemia and sheep vicinovirus. And in order to make these smallpox vaccinations available across Africa, they were setting up these laboratories that really weren't top rate. They were kind of, you know, storefront operations, and they would take smallpox and they would cultivate it on these they would take the cowpox from the cows, and with it would come the bovine leukemia virus. Then they were culturing all of this stuff on sheep's livers, and that's where the sheep vicinovirus came in. And I think it was just an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's either an accident waiting to happen or intentionally by somebody slipping on a banana peel or whatever, who knows, and drops a bottle, vial, whatever. It's hard to say how they spin that sort of thing. So,
well, everybody who got those smallpox injections were being injected with that hybrid virus from the bovine leukemia and the sheep vicina, and that appears to be where the HIV virus emerged from. They do make mistakes in medicine. You know, thalidomide is a good example. The current COVID situation is a good example. You know, I think somebody just really made a mistake.
Well, that's very possible, too. Speaking of the... oh, shoot, what's the name of the chemical? It's a recent medical issue, chemically speaking, because it's almost like instant death or whatever to a person that's exposed to it. It's not phenytoin, but it's something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even write. But there was a show that I had watched recently, and they had the name of the chemical pronounced, and it was like 10,000 times stronger than morphine.
Now, are you thinking about the fentanyl, or there's a new one even more potent?
I think that was it.
Okay, all right.
I don't think there's.
Well, you know, fentanyl is nasty, nasty stuff, and. That's another reason why the open border is a problem. 20% of those people coming across the border are smuggling fentanyl to get money to start their new life in the U.S.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's an ugly mess, and quite frankly, well, I'll put it this way. For the folks that, obviously this was dramatized, but for the folks that were dealing with that, they were dealing with packages of it, this chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got busted open or shot open, and that one fellow had to get out, and they had to have an oxygen mask put on because they could have died.
Yeah, it's really dangerous stuff there. All right, well, listen, Francis, thank you for the call. We're coming up on a commercial break. 512-248-8252. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore, get to me.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. It's been a while.
Yes.
Say, do you think that we have been gaslit on direct democracies?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Okay. So, you know, where the people would actually vote, you know, for any significant, you know, federal laws. You know, we're always told that, oh, democracies are so dangerous, but I think we can all agree that the devil is in the details, and it would depend upon, did they have any kind of a decent constitution? Were the courts controlled by corrupt judges, or were there juries, you know, on every level of court, which I'd actually like to see, and that was a proposal originally in the Supreme Court that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of my thought is, you know, yeah, people can be, you know, things can happen. But I think if, you know, for example, I talked to so many people, and I don't know if there's any that I've talked to that lean towards giving the Ukraine $100 billion. That's a very good example. I don't know of anybody that really thinks that that was a good idea. I'm sure there's a few out there that are brainwashed. But
well, you know, the ones who work at the defense contractors, I'm sure they think this is a great idea.
Well, sure, and then there's people that are, you know, been manipulated by the media of, you know, helping the people out, and, you know, maybe the argument there is, you know, you create, you know, that issue, instability over there, and it brings so much money into the stock market here, and that's probably why we haven't seen the markets collapse with all the BRICS.
Could very well be.
Talk about their own currencies, you know, yeah. So I just, you know, I think that we need to have a, you know, a constitutional amendment to literally close Congress and bring, you know, the state legislatures into the picture of voting on the federal laws, because that way we have well over 10,000, probably more like 20,000 with all 50 states, if the legislatures would vote on it. I'd say keep the electoral college so that the more populous states don't always have that unfair advantage, even in that scenario. But I don't think there's any doubt that we're being domineered by this current congressional system.
Well, we definitely are, and, you know, the system as we see it today was not what was designed by the founding fathers. Back then, the states were considered sovereign states, and the only reason for the central federal government was to mediate disputes between them and to act in the case of national defense. But if you go back and you look at the American Revolution, you know, the Continental Congress literally had to go to every single state and get their permission to be involved in the American Revolution. Now, I think direct democracy would be a good idea in terms of things like going to war. Let's find out what the American people want to do. And but, you know, following the Civil War, if you look at the amendments that were passed immediately after the Civil War, that's really where this very powerful central government emerged.
Right. And actually, I'd like to point out, I'm... You know, Michael Gaddy, I guess now he's on a Republic, he explains it a little better, but I think, 13th, 14th, several of those amendments during Reconstruction were technically illegal based on the fact that the Constitution says that no state shall be denied representation, and I believe
yes.
they were not allowed to vote, or they were somehow forced through,
The Confederacy was definitely limited, yes.
Yeah, you know, so that's an argument the courts and everybody.
Well,
anybody,
you know,
want to make
our
it?
Government really doesn't pay that much attention to the Constitution. I mean, if you really think about it, the military draft is a violation of the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, you know, now everybody's criticizing, and it sounds good. They're criticizing President Trump about, oh, he's acting to void the Constitution. But I said, hold on now, guys.
That's not what he said. That's not
well,
what
and
he
here,
said.
Well, here, even if he did, let me support it by saying we're a common law country. And fraud has always been void ab initio as a common law principle, void from the beginning. So just based on that, you could justify that if that election, no doubt about it, was stolen based on a common law principle, you know, you could justify it. But, of course, they're going to...
Yeah, fraud negates consent.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And negates consent. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, void ab initio, I guess, is the term they use, and you can find different court cases on it. It's kind of, you know, that's another, I don't know if we got people waiting, but, you know, talking about all these illegals coming in, I don't necessarily agree that they'd be given amnesty, but at the same time, there is a common law principle regarding property of adverse possession. If you use a piece of property in a lot of states for 15 years, depending on the state, you know, open, notorious, and nobody keeps you from doing it, it's kind of like, what do you call it? Well, anyway, it's called adverse
squatter's
possession,
rights.
Squatter's rights, as I was trying to think of, you know, and it's kind of what it is, because we get the government we deserve, and we're not, you know, we're not keeping this one in check, so it's kind of
I don't think we deserve this government. It was imposed on us through fraud, and again,
yeah,
fraud negates consent.
Right. I don't know. Only nonviolent solutions I can think of is constitutional amendment, close Congress, because I don't think there's any way that Congress is ever going to not be fraudulent, you know, be so corruptible out in D.C., and I guess worst-case scenario, I think you'd have to go that step first, let the state legislatures, and then if not...
Yeah, if enough state legislatures were to vote against it, the federal government could be dissolved. Anyway, Cody, we got to take another break for commercials, and 512-248-8252, we got callers waiting. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stitched up on a computer alone.
Big Mac. And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I called about economic collapse. What do you think? How is it going to happen? Is it going to happen fast or a gradual? Because if you look at the Bush-Obama bailouts, 07, 08, you know, if you've just taken the average price of an apartment, my apartment was $750 a month in 08. Now it's almost $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, that we're already kind of in a collapse. It seems slow motion. So I don't know if we're trying to inflate the debt. Or,
well, you know, go back and look at the Weimar Republic, and you need to understand that at the end of World War One, the Treaty of Versailles placed Germany under a private central bank, and ultimately the inflation got out of control, and it led to these images of people literally lugging wheelbarrows full of paper notes just to get a loaf of bread, and I think we're going to see that here. And, it's going to be a slow-motion collapse. I don't think they're going to let something sudden happen, although they did not exactly have a great day on the Dow today.
Yeah, I think I think the Dow is basically fake. And well, that's one difference, though. In Germany, I think they were actually printing the money, whereas here, you know, when they bailed all the banks out or a trillion here or there, I mean, it's a little different than just printing the money because some of it doesn't...
No, they just type it into a computer.
Yeah, so it doesn't cause, like, the immediate inflation, like, just handed out wheelbarrows of cash, I guess. What I'm saying. But, anyway, that's all I had. I feel like we're in a slow-motion collapse. I mean, because I heard Pat Buchanan say one time that they could inflate the debt away, but the debt keeps getting bigger, too. So
yes.
I don't think they're inflating the debt away. It just gets
well, they may
the
try
inflation.
And do that, but the problem with the private central bank model is in order to inflate the debt away, you've got to borrow more money.
Right. So there's just no way out of it, really.
No, there isn't. It's a trap. It's designed to be that way.
Yep. So I guess when they finally declare bankruptcy, that will be the final collapse, I guess. You know, we'll be in a slow motion collapse, but when they finally say, hey, we can't pay it back, or maybe restructuring like they're going to try with this reset or something where they get rid of it and then inflate it away somehow. But
well, they'll probably just zero out the books and come in with a new monetary system. You know, there's always been talk about a global currency. It was called the Globo. And, you know, that's probably going to embody all of these features like, you know, a digital Globo and expiring Globos and all this other stuff to keep us under control.
Yeah, I think they have to, really. I mean, or, you know, or if they want a global currency, but, I mean, at least as each nation will have to, either that or they'll have to reestablish a different currency within their own nation. Kind of like Russia's pushing with the brick system, I guess.
Yes.
But anyway, that's all I got. Thanks. Yeah, it's just interesting. If you look at the average price of an apartment, I don't know how people are doing it. I bought a house, fortunately. Best move I ever made, you know. But, you know, I don't know how people are, how they're paying $2,000 a month for rent. And then, you know, wages haven't doubled or tripled, so. But anyway, thanks a lot for taking the call.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, I've been following this fiasco in Arizona.
Yes.
And this, the way I look at it, I mean, it's pretty obvious that what's her name? The Secretary of State there?
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs, yeah. She's guilty of multiple felonies, literally. Now, what I think should happen, because you're not going to have the federal government, you know, MTG came out, Margaret Taylor.
Yes.
Taylor Greene came out, said, well, the federal, it should be a federal investigation. No. You know that's a waste of time because you know the federal government is compromised and is on the side of evil. And the same thing even with a statewide investigation, if you took it to the attorney general, he's basically pretty much worthless. But what could happen is the various local counties, all it takes is one. It doesn't even matter if it's a big county or small county. The DA, you know, the DA of the county could launch an investigation on his own, even convene a grand jury. I believe a sheriff could do that, too. Well, a combination of a DA and a good constitutional sheriff could easily do that. They could convene a grand jury, and then they can go after Hobbs and a whole bunch of these clowns who obviously rigged this election and sabotaged it, too. They sabotaged these machines. It's obvious. Now it's coming out on Twitter. You know what? Elon Musk let it out. Where, you know, that Hobbs said... at Twitter delete posts that showed what a crook she is. And this and its own, you know, she's guilty of multiple felonies. And I really believe that that's what these counties should do. That's what some of these smaller counties should do. Because they don't need the state. They don't need the federal government to do it. All you need is one good DA. You know who's done this already? I mean, I can't stand these people, but the left has done this already. They've done it, especially in New York City. They did it years ago to Ray Donovan, who was the Secretary yes. of Labor at the time. They indicted him on some BS charges. All right, he was the Secretary of Labor under Reagan. And they also, right now, Stephen K. Bannon. He was, you know, they've got him on some kind of, couldn't get him on federal charges. So now they're charging him on some kind of a state, some nonsense with the state.
Yes, lawfare.
So, and they've tried to do it with, that is, it's lawfare. Now, conservatives got to do the same thing, lawfare. And as a matter, and on top of that, they've got a good case. These people, you know, they've got a lot of evidence on this woman now, on Katie Hobbs. And not mm-hmm. only Katie Hobbs, a whole bunch of them. This guy, Bill Gates, funny name, you know. But, you know, probably just about as bad as the other Bill Gates, you know. Bill Gates, Gwen Liddy's son there, mm-hmm. Tom Liddy, and a number of others. These people are guilty of criminal activity. And I don't know why somebody doesn't come up with that. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I have experience in, you know, law enforcement to a degree, you know, I know some, you know, something about grand juries, but not much more than the average person. Okay, so why can't I think of something like this? And all these big minds, all these, you know, people, you know, with law degrees and this degree and that degree, experience with the FBI or whatever else. Why can't they come up with something like that? Or they don't want it to come up with something else?
Want to come up with something like that. I mean, basically you're dealing with a bunch of officials. You know, you have to recognize a lot of them hold the office they hold because of election fraud, and they don't want to kill the goose that's laying the golden ballot.
You know, you did have a case some years back ago with Randy Weaver. When
yes.
Randy Weaver's wife was shot, you know, holding a baby, and then she was killed in cold blood by an FBI sniper.
Well, okay? she that was an assault baby. The FBI said that was an assault baby. It had a silencer and, you know, the rest of it.
But what happened is the federal government didn't do anything at the time. Idaho did, the state of Idaho or maybe the county there, I'm not sure whether it was the county, that Idaho County or the actual state, filed charges against the sniper.
Yes.
But they then, the federal government then just put so much pressure on us, they just dropped the charges. But the thing is this, you got to have people with guts, willing to stand up to these monsters. If you don't have that, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done as a... You got to have, like I said, all it takes is one prosecutor or one sheriff here in Arizona right now, and you could take this thing to a grand jury, and you could take these people down once and for all. But you have to have somebody with the guts and the fortitude. Not going to stay, you know, not going to worry about, like, the one county commissioner or whatever his title was who said, oh, they threatened him to... that they could charge him with felonies if he didn't certify that election.
That was kind of a scary situation.
I think that was Cochise County or the Cochise County.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever the case, he shouldn't have given in. He should say, well, you know, he should have told them what it, you know, asked himself, you know, and gone and done what he thought was the right thing to do. They couldn't have indicted him. There was nothing to indict him. People got to show some backbone and some fortitude.
Well, we don't know what was in this guy's background that they could have threatened him with.
You mean he's dirty or something?
Yeah. You know, I mean, government loves dirty people working for it because then they can be controlled.
Well, that's true, too. That's just true, too. You never know, especially with the Epstein. With Epstein, how many people that they hold something on right now, you know?
Exactly what that was for. It was a honey trap operation.
Mm-hmm. But people got to wake up, Mike. We need somebody. We need people with fortitude and willing to stand up and say, no, this is not going to go, because this is so blatant this time. There's zero doubt that this was a stolen election.
Sabotage, no doubt in my mind.
Those machines sabotage. So that's all I got to say tonight, Mike. You know, Hey, do me a favor. Could you keep me on again?
You mean just on the line?
Yeah. I can hear the
Okay, well, I think we can. That's up to Mike in the control room. And meanwhile, I'd like to go to Tom. Okay, Mike says he can do that. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. How are you doing today? Everybody in RVN, I hope they're doing wonderful. Yes. Mike, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what I saw yesterday, the day before, and the day before. And just pick Pelosi, Paul Pelosi. Looks like he's fine, Mike. Like they say, he got hammered.
Yeah,
he got hammered at. But he's in Washington D.C. with Pig Pelosi, the piggy, and he looks fine. I mean, they said he was in critical condition. The guy was going to die. Mike, this was a homosexual love affair between him and the papa, whatever.
Yeah, and notice how quickly the corporate media dropped the story when it started to fall apart.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And then look at here. When he got that DUI, what, 8-9 months ago?
Yeah.
Who was in the car with him? There was another person in the car. They never tell you who it was. Was it him? The papa?
Could have been.
I think he was in the car. I think this is a love triangle. And Pig Pelosi, she keeps screaming she's a great Catholic. How could she be a great Catholic? She's a Speaker of the House. She's for abortion. She's for homosexuality. And that's totally against the Old and New Testament. It's against God. How dare these Democrats go around with that narrative? Oh, it's okay to be a homosexual. Oh, it's okay for abortion. No, it's not. Look at the Old Testament and look at the New Testament. It's against God, against his wishes. And that's why this country's being punished, Mike. So I think it's disgusting and disgraceful. We got a BDI criminal in the White House with his criminal son, a crackhead. Mm-hmm. The guy got kicked out of the service, military.
Yes.
If Don Jr. or Eric Trump had been kicked out of the military, they would have ran with this for the next 6 years, and they would have crucify Trump. And all we hear is how bad Trump is. Trump, Russia. What nonsense. What lying, conniving schmucks. What a bunch of cabalist, lying, filthy, dirty, demonic fools. And, you know, Mike, I was listening to Mr. Revo last night. I don't know if any of your other callers on RBN were listening, but he had a couple guys calling. But the one, and he had a tape of the guy talking about how Mossad and the CIA are working together to murder all these people. Now, what the hell is going on, Mike? Now, where's the Christians to stop this demonic nonsense? They're killing people left and right. The COVID's killing people left and right. People are dying all over the place like flies. And people are getting away with murder. They're getting away with murder in our classroom. They're getting murder with the teachers' union. They're getting away with murder, period. And it's got to stop. And like I said, Mike, all we heard is how bad the Nazis were. The Germans are so bad. Well, you know what? That country never had slaves, black people. Never. Of all the European countries, Germany said, we'll do the work ourselves. We don't need no slaves. We'll do the work. I'm a German, and I'll do my own work, fuck you. We don't hear about that. All we hear about these Jews crucifying the poor Germans. Won't let it go.
No, they won't. Know, like, rather tiresome.
They won't let it go. They won't let it go, and they're disgusting. And it wasn't for the Christians, German-American men and Italian men and a Polish man and an Irish man and a Scottish man. An English man who went over there and fought in World War II, they wouldn't even be in existence, probably. They wouldn't be running Hollywood, that's for damn sure. They wouldn't be running the banking system, that's for damn sure.
Well, they were running Hollywood before World War II. Let's be historically accurate here.
Mike, okay, you know what? You're absolutely right. You know what? When they were running, when they were running those Nickelodeon machines, those old Jews like Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, all those Jews, their daughters better have a dress to their ankles. You think they would ever allow homosexuality, promiscuity, pornography? They would have. Were you kidding? These kids that have got all this wealth from their rich Jewish parents were decadent and decay, Mike. But their parents been back in
let's slow down here a little bit here. Believe it or not, you know, most museums don't want to show it, but there were pornographic Nickelodeon films on those old Edison machines. They knew back then what people wanted to see.
Well, Mike, you know, yeah, it's probably true, exactly. But, you know, there you go. There's the Kabbalists. Mike, there are some wonderful Jews, but there's a lot of filthy ones. And I guess it goes for all races. But, you know, Mike, they just happen to be in the forefront of controlling all the dough. They control the banks. They control the judgeships. They control the law. And they're 2%. And how this happens is beyond me. They have a big majority on the Supreme Court. They have a massive majority in the banking system and lawyerism and judgeships. That's crazy. It's crazy the way you've allowed the demise of this country. Horrible, horrible what's happening here. And if it doesn't stop, Mike, it's like you've been saying, you don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We got to remember, it's going to happen. There's no question in my mind. It's like, if it doesn't happen, it's going to happen, Mike. Look at how they, like you say, Paul Pelosi got away with this. Oh, he was on life support. His brain is all...
Tom, look at what's coming out of Twitter right now. I mean, the government does lie to us all the time about everything. The corporate media lies to us about everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even that good on the weather. We just have to make that intellectual leap to say we are lied to, you know, in order to control us.
Every day, Mike.
Every day, every minute of every day, we're being lied to. Anyway, Tom, we're getting close to the end of the show. I'm going to let you go. We're going to skip our last commercial break, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. A caller, I tuned in or missed it. She was asking, did you know who Daniel Horowitz was? And I looked it up, and he's part of the Blaze Media, has a something called a conservative review. And and I learned there that President Joe Biden last December warned of a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated.
Yes.
But the new data from the CDC and prevention highlighted a trend that would suggest the greater share of the COVID-19 deaths this winter will be among the vaccinated and the boosted.
Yes, that's the data coming on out of the CDC.
The Kaiser Family Foundation, that's who it is, a nonprofit focuses on health care and issues affecting the nation. They issued a report Wednesday analyzing that recent CDC data. And it excludes partially vaccinated. That's why I keep saying, oh, you got to have more of them, you know, whatever, 6 weeks or whatever. All right, I thought I'd tell you that. I looked it up. And,
okay, well, thank you for sharing that information.
You got another minute? I got another one if you don't have another
Real
call.
Quick.
Okay, Thomas Jefferson said, I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it away from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of the constitutional power.
Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons why they're trying to, erase Thomas Jefferson from our history, along with the Confederacy and everything else, because he's got ideas that those liberals really do not like.
Right, and shut us all up.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, he brought up Jefferson. You know, he said a nation of independent farmers would be unconquerable. Jefferson used to be like the mascot of the Democratic Party, and now the control of the food with these industrialized super greenhouses has got me a little spooked. Mm-hmm. Independent farmers are one of the first targets of communists, but you know, there was a caller earlier that brought up these transformers that had gotten shot in North Carolina or near the border with South Carolina.
Yeah.
I saw, and then another caller brought up G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
I saw G. Gordon Liddy give a speech when he was on the speech circuit after he got out of jail, being rewarded, I guess, for not turning everybody in or whatever it was he did. He got the, you know, 10,000 or whatever a speech back in the early 80s, and he said just with what he knew from being on the National Security Council in an afternoon with a high-powered rifle, he could take out and cause, I guess, a cascading blackout over most of the eastern seaboard in an afternoon.
Well, that's why I'm very concerned. We've had one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and I don't see that as a coincidence.
Well, the one on the West Coast that I heard about many years ago, somebody was smart enough to take out the telemetry going to a substation, and the cascading blackout caused a power outage at a nuclear facility. And, of course, they had backup generators and things like that, but, you know, there wasn't any chance of a meltdown.
Well, the incident I'm referring to happened in April, and again, it was gunshots into the equipment like the transformers and so forth and so on, and it may be a test for some way to bring down the national power grid and blame Russia for it.
Well, the modern grid has some telemetry going to these substations.
Yes,
and
it does.
And so when the oil drains out of the transformers, they get an alarm, and they can remotely shut relays down to prevent a cascade, supposedly to prevent a cascading blackout, but there's always these stories about a squirrel in Ohio causing a shortage, you know, a fire or blah, something. It's true.
When I worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they have their own power substation there, and some critter who was never identified got into the main transformer and just took the whole thing down. And
anyway,
I guess it was kind of spectacular. And I've seen an oil transformer blow up, and it's quite spectacular.
All right. Well, that's basically what I had. I just worry about the extended period, 3 or 4 weeks, if the grid was to go down. And that, you know, the previous caller talking about how we could be, that's the way they're going to have to do it, is to slowly, gradually take down America, I believe, if they want any of the infrastructure.
Well, I don't know. Our 9/11 was pretty much a one-day situation here. Preppers have got generators and solar and all the rest of that. So, anyway.
There's a lot of infrastructure that, and I don't know how long it's going to take to clean up Fukushima. They don't have any idea.
They're never going to get that one clean. There's
99 sites in America alone just for commercial reactors, 90 of which are still active, and the estimates range from anywhere from 188,000 tons up to 288,000 tons, and nobody can agree on how long.
And they're keeping them running past the expected lifespan. That's what's really kind of scary.
Extending the permits for the fuel pool so they can stuff more in there beyond what was originally permitted. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could
Well, it's not just the fuel rod pools. I mean, the actual reactor itself only has a limited lifespan before neutron radiation starts to weaken the metal. And they're just saying, well, it's so far so good. Let's keep going.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and interesting little story coming on out of Switzerland. They are considering a ban on electric vehicles for non-essential purposes because, no surprise, their electric grid cannot support recharging all of those vehicles. And that's been an issue that I have made several times here in the United States. Everyone's always talking about we're going to put in charging stations. What are you going to plug them into? Well, plug it into a power station here. What's running the power station? Well, coal and oil and gas. Anyway, there's the music. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10. 10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.